Mike Riley, Bethel Search and Rescue president, says the couple was on the Kuskokwim River near Napakiak last Friday looking for wood when they saw something floating in the water.
It looked like a bag, and then they went to check, and that's what they seen is the remains.
Bethel Search and Rescue, along with Alaska State Troopers, retrieved the body and transported it to the State Medical Examiner's Office in Anchorage, who identified the remains as George Mute.
It was kind of hard to make identification with visual, so that's why he had to get shipped into Anchorage and do a identification through dental records.
Alaska State Troopers report Mute went missing in September after a boat carrying him and two other men collided with a sandbar on the Kuskokwim River near Nabuskiak, stranding the boat. Bethel Search and Rescue found the two other men and began an over 2-month search for Mute. At its peak, the search involved over 50 searchers, 30 boats, and multiple aerial surveys. After a few weeks, the search changed to a recovery effort looking for Mute's body. Riley says Bethel Search and Rescue suspended the search during freeze-up and resumed searching this spring. Mute's family held a memorial for Mute in Congiganak in December. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.